This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. We are a week into the general election, and if one policy issue can be said to be at the center of the governor's race, it may be paid family leave. Paid family leave has been a subject of long-standing debate in Concord, but until this year and this election, it's never been what anyone would consider a political flashpoint. Joining me now to discuss why the matchup between Molly Kelly and Kristi Noonan may make it one is NHPR's Josh Rogers. Hey, Josh.
Good afternoon, Peter.
So, Josh, if anyone has followed this campaign, the last few weeks of the primary and the first flush of the general, it's pretty clear paid family leave has been a focus for Molly Kelly's campaign.
It certainly has. It's been a focus of Kelly and anyone working to help her get elected. And if you spend any time around her campaign, you quickly get a taste of why she and her staffers think so. Why don't we take a listen? First, we're going to hear New Hampshire Senator Jeanne Shaheen and then Washington Governor Jay Inslee. He leads the Democratic Governors Association.
She is not going to be a governor who says, well, I'm not going to support paid family leave because, you know, when people have children, it's a vacation, right?
Right.
Every mom in this room knows that having a baby is not a vacation.
And you could not design a better candidate than Molly Kelly, a woman who raised a family as a single mother, who's gone on to a leadership position to lead helping families through family leave, and wants to defeat a guy who thinks family leave is a vacation.
That was Jay Inslee and Jeanne Shaheen, obviously calling attention to a comment Governor Sununu made about participants treating paid family leave like a vacation.
Yes, and you know, Democrats bring that comment up a great deal. They see it as showing Governor Sununu is being insensitive to and out of touch with the pressures many working families feel in New Hampshire. That's one aspect to this. The other issue is that it ties in well with the single mom component of Molly Kelly's bio that her campaign is stressing. Another, and you can hear this in Jeanne Shaheen's comments, invoking childbirth is the view that this issue is going to attract support from female voters. Paid family leave is a policy that polling has shown is popular overall, but perhaps particularly with women. Democrats tend to prosper when women are mobilized, and so there's that element too.
But Governor Sununu says he supports family leave, at least conceptually.
He does, and that gets to another part of why the Kelly campaign is pushing this. Sununu did signal support for family leave when he was a candidate back in 2016, and as lawmakers debated the bill, it was believed the governor supported it. The fact that the bill never became law is another way for Democrats to take aim at what is Sununu's really mixed record working with a Republican legislature. And as for this bill in particular, it's important to remember that the plan started out as a mandatory one, meaning that it would apply to all workers, or pretty much all workers. They'd be getting leave. The four states that have paid leave, California, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and New York, structure their laws that way. But as this bill was debated in Concord, it shifted to a voluntary program, which was probably politically necessary for the bill to win support in a Republican legislature. But, you know, as this bill cleared the House and moved to the Senate, it failed. The governor had said he had concerns over its solvency, and he was backed up in this by actuaries from the state's insurance department and some economists from the Department of Employment Security. But, you know, backers of this bill did feel a bit betrayed by the governor.
Today's Concord Monitor has an op-ed from former insurance commissioner Roger Savini saying Sununu made the right call by opposing this bill.
Yes, that's what the op-ed argues, essentially that the bill didn't pass actuarial muster. But, you know, the Savini op-ed goes a bit beyond the technical details. It describes Governor Sununu as being supportive of paid family leave from day one and insists there's no doubt that the governor is, quote, passionate about the idea of paid family leave. So, you know, if this first week of the campaign is any indication, Governor Sununu is going to get ample opportunity to display his passion for the issue should it exist. But, you know, the governor's never spelled out any specific plan on paid family leave.
Now, where precisely is Molly Kelly on this?
You know, it's interesting you say precise because this is one of the relatively few issues on which Molly Kelly has been precise. She says she favors the bill lawmakers rejected in the state Senate. During the Democratic primary, her rival Steve Marchand had called for a mandatory all workers get included style proposal. And, you know, Molly Kelly as recently as 2 weeks ago was saying she favored letting workers opt out if they wanted to.
The fact that it is an opt-out does give workers choices. And, you know, I think when you have language that has people have been working on, to have something in front of you ready to go, you know, that's where I would prefer. I don't need to take responsibility for writing the piece of legislation. What I want is to be able to see that it gets through.
So should voters expect that some version of paid family leave is inevitable, regardless of who becomes the state's next governor?
Well, as it tends to in Concord, a lot will depend on the legislature. But the fact that this issue has been in gestation for some time would probably make it easier to achieve whoever wins in November. But that presumes that whoever wins really pushes for it.
All right, Josh, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Peter.
That's NHPR's Josh Rogers.